FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Live high school football tonight here on WCDO. Nate Lull with you here at Unitigo High School. Joe Gardner back in our CDO studios down in Sydney. Unitigo with a 40-0 lead as we get set for the start of the second half here at Unitigo High School. Some other contests going on tonight around Section 4 and local football. Of course, we had BG traveling to take on Unadilla Valley up in the New Berlin area there. That's set to be a good game as BG looking for their first win of the season. UV got their first win last weekend against Sydney. Unadilla Valley, boy, we see them putting up some big numbers, so that will be interesting to see what the final score is there. Of course, we have Sydney at Seton Catholic, and we know Sydney has closed the gap a little bit there as Seton leads Sydney 25-20. Green is at Lansing tonight. We haven't gotten a score update there. Norwich is at Chittenango, and we haven't gotten a score update there as the Purple Tornadoes continue their season. They've had some good wins and some tough losses as well. Tomorrow, Dryden travels up to take on Oneonta, who, very similar to Norwich, has been up and down, but they have to face some very big, tough teams. And we saw Dryden beat BG in week one, so we know that they have some offensive firepower. They put up 56 points in that game against Bainbridge Guilford, and we'll see what they do tomorrow against the Yellow Jackets of Oneonta. Cander from the Binghamton area travels up to take on Harpersville Afton, and Deposit Hancock is at Walton. We will have that game here for you on CDO, as Walton is the 8th-ranked team in New York State Class D this week. They're 4-0, 2-0 in the division. Deposit Hancock is 3-1, 1-1 in the division. Their only loss was to Unitigo, and Deposit Hancock has some weapons, and they beat Walton 13-12 last year. I think it's a real, real big-time grudge match between the Eagles of Deposit Hancock, who have been a combined program for about 5 years now, and the Walton Warriors. Of course, Jim Hoover got his 300th win this year. He's at win 302. He'll be looking for win 303 tomorrow, a daytime game over in Walton against Deposit Hancock. As we're getting ready for the start of the second half here between Unitigo and Delhi, Unitigo will kick off. Delhi will receive, and the Bulldogs will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, a great, beautiful, crisp fall night for football. And if you want to go back anytime and listen to these games, you can on WCDOsports.com. In fact, the first half will already be uploaded for you there if you'd like to go back and listen. And all the games that we do will be on WCDOsports.com, as well as our full schedule, as well of games that we'll be doing coming up, whether it be soccer, field hockey, or football. And so Delhi will receive with Trey Mossard, and he'll pick up about 5 yards on the return here, but went all the way from the left side of the field to the right, and Delhi will have good starting field position at their own 25-yard line. So they start the second half with a tall task ahead. They trail 40-0, but we'll see if they can get into some offensive rhythm here to start the second half, as Dylan Cumpston, the junior QB, number 22, will come out to start things off here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Trey Mossard is to his left in the backfield. Delhi has 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. The snap is low. He has to scoop it up off the turf. Does a nice little pitch and shovel over to the near side here for Mossard. Mossard breaks a tackle and now will work his way up towards the first down. Looks like he'll have it, and Mossard will pick it up. And on a first and 10, they're able to get the 10 yards and pick up a first down here for Delhi. So that's the longest run of the night there for Trey Mossard, who had 3 carries in the first half for about 5 yards. And that is his longest run of the night. So Delhi with the ball on their own 36-yard line, going right to left. Cumpston is in the shotgun. He has Mossert to his left. 3 wide receivers to his right now, and just a keeper up the middle for a gain of about 4 here for Cumpston. Cumpston is the leading rusher so far tonight for Delhi. Clock continues to run down to 10:45 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo is on top of Delhi by a score of 40-0. Delhi looking for their first points of the night. 2nd and 5, as they have the ball on their own 36-yard line. And now Cumpston having a little trouble with his helmet in the backfield. And the Zebra crew will call a timeout here as Cumpston has to mess around with some of the equipment inside the helmet here, getting things all set for Delhi on this 2nd and 5. 10:36 to go in this third quarter. Delhi looking to get back into this contest as they trail Unitigo 40-0. Tanner Winchester with 3 touchdowns in the first half for Unitigo. Nate Wilsey, Josh Firebend, and Jared Jones, also with scores in the first half for the Spartans. So a 2nd and 5 now for Delhi. Ball on their own 36 as they go right to left. Cumston is in the shotgun, the QB here for Delhi. The snap is high, bounces off his hands. He has to backtrack, scoops it up, throws to the outside here for Nick Marino. Marino has some speed, turns the corner, and Marino is looking for a touchdown here. He's at the 20 to the 10, and Delhi will score their first points of the night on a 70-yard run. Nick Marino made a huge play there along the far side. Made a nice little juke move. It looked like Unitiga was going to have him wrapped up in the backfield, but Marino breaks free and had a ton of speed and was able to score down that right side, as once he got ahead of the Unitiga defense, they were not able to catch up. So a 70-yard run, 2 minutes into the second half here, and the Bulldogs have some life. Nick Marino with an excellent play there for Delhi on a 70-yard run. 10 minutes to go in the second half. So a huge way to start, and that's the momentum you want. They're going to go for two. They'll throw to Nate Dennison, and that is complete. So it's 40-8, 9:48 to go here in this third quarter. Delhi comes right out on their first drive. They're able to get it down the field on a 70-yard scamper there by Nick Marino, and they score on the two-point conversion. So it's 9:48 to go here, third quarter. Unitiga leads Delhi now 40-8. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Delhi scores first here in the second half and gets the two-point conversion, and they now trail Unitiga by a score of 40-8. Matt Inst with the kickoff here for Delhi, but it goes out of bounds, and so that will give the Spartans some excellent field position to start things off at their own 35-yard line with 9:39 to go in the third quarter. Thanks for listening tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO as Unitiga now using some different and younger players in the lineup to start the second half. We saw him at the end of the first half as well, as sophomore QB Jared Smith is in now under center and the shotgun. They hand off here to Zach Youngs, and he is tripped up in the backfield, and Youngs is taken down for a loss of 2 on the play. So the Delhi defense really smelling that some of these Unitiga guys just getting into the game, maybe some nerves there for the Spartans, and they are trying to jump on it here. Clock continuing to run down to 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Unitiga on top of Delhi, 40-8 here at the start of the second half. Delhi trailing 40-0, but a 70-yard run by Nick Marino giving the Bulldogs their first points of the night. Snap to Jones, passes to his left, and off the hands of a lineman there for Delhi. Breaking through the line was junior Rich Kraft. Got a big bear claw up on that one, knocked it out of the air. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 10 here for Unitiga. 8:45 to go, third quarter. Ball is on the Unitiga 35-yard line after the kick was out of bounds off the kickoff for Delhi, giving Unitiga this field position. Stepping in under center to QB is Jared Smith. Smith drops back, looking for a pass. Lops one up high in the lights here, and this one just tipped out of the hands there on the far side of Mike Rose. Rose was trying to haul that one in at about the Delhi 35, but some very good coverage back by the Bulldogs secondary. Trey Mossert was back for Delhi, jack of all trades there, as well as Tony Marzullo. So Unitigo throwing into double coverage and not much there. Spartans on top of the Bulldogs, 40-8 here under the lights at Unitigo. 8:05 to go third quarter. And it looks like Unitigo will punt it away there with Jared Jones. A live drive kick. This one will go to Nick Marino. He's up the gut. Gets to the 50. Now to the 40. Stiff arm and now thrown out of bounds here by Jared Jones. Punted it away and had to make the tackle. 7:52 to go here in the third quarter. And Delhi will have excellent field position again. They're into Unitigo territory after the punt. And we'll see where the ball is actually spotted here. It looks like it will be at the Unitigo 38-yard line. So that is where Dylan Cumpston and the offense here for Unitigo, for Delhi, excuse me, will take back over. 7:45 to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 40-8. Delhi looking to put up some points here in the second half as they go right to left in those white uniforms, white pants, and the white helmets. Going up against Unitigo in the black pants and the white helmets and the Spartan green shirts. And now a call. Flag comes out on the play. This will be a false start here against Unitigo. Looks like it'll be a 1st and 5 now for the Bulldogs. So an offsides is the call against the Spartans. Clock continuing to work its way down to 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Play comes in from the sideline. Cumpston will walk up to the line. This is a 1st and 5. Ball is on the Unitigo 34 as Delhi looking to get things going, started on offense. Cumpston with three wide receivers to his right. Little option will play it off to Mossert to the near side. He gets to the 30 before he's roped down from behind. Nice play by Unitigo to catch up with Mossert, but it looks like he will pick up the first down. John Havens with the tackle there for Unitigo. 6:35. To go here, third quarter. Looks like he had just enough to pick up the first down, so this will be a 1st and 10 for Delhi as they are in Unitigo territory, and they are at the Unitigo 28-yard line. 6:15 to go here in the third. Cumpston leading the second drive of the second half here for Delhi. They scored on a 70-yard run to Nick Marino on the first one, and now Cumpston right up the gut. Picks up about 8 yards on the play here. We'll get to the 20-yard line. So Cumpston will pick up a 1st down, it looks like. If not, it's going to be very close. Looks like just about a 2nd and 1 now. He came up about a yard short. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. So Cumpston under center on a 2nd and inches here for Delhi. Throws to his left. He has Nick Marino. Marino with a little shifty speed will pick up the 1st down and down to the Unitigo 10-yard line. So Delhi knocking on the door here once again, and the Bulldogs getting a little momentum here in the second half. And the 1st down will stop the clock. 5:32 to go here in the third quarter. Delhi getting the play from the sidelines, and they're using what a lot of college teams will use now by holding up signs with different colors, indicating what play looks like they need on their wristband. So the play comes into Cumpston. Cumpston will drop back here on 1st and 10. Throws towards the end zone. Picked off, though, by Unitigo. Coming back the other way and now shoved out of bounds. Cumpston will have to tackle the interceptor there. That was Seth Burnham, who just stepped in front of a pass there at about the goal line, maybe the 1 or 2. And Unitigo comes up with a big defensive stand there as they were on their own goal line trying to protect it, and they do. So a nice INT there for the Unitigo Spartans. Just when they needed a 2 and kind of taking away some of the momentum. So an INT by Seth Burnham for Unitigo. So 4:50 to go here, third quarter. Now Unitigo will take back over with Jared Jones going left to right. They try to hand it off. Now Jones will keep it. Bounces to the outside, gets to the 40, now to the 45 before being roped down up to about the Unitigo 48-yard line. Nice pickup on the play there by Jared Jones. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter, and it's 40-8 Unitigo on top of Delhi. Unitigo picking up those 40 points in the first half, led by 3 TDs by Tanner Winchester, A rushing touchdown by Nate Wilsey, another rushing touchdown by Josh Firebend, and Jared Jones, also with a TD in the first half for Unitego on a pass from Josh Firebend. Halftime down in Binghamton at the Binghamton Alumni Stadium, Seton Catholic on top of Sydney, 25-20. We'll try to keep you updated on the score there. And so a penalty now against Unitego will actually bring this run back from Jared Jones from about midfield all the way back to the 25, maybe about the 27-yard line here. So the big run by Jared Jones is negated. 4:10 to go here, third quarter. Jones, little pump fake, rolls to the outside, throws, and now this one is picked off by Nick Marino. And Delhi will get it right back, and Marino still churning those legs down to the 20-yard line. And the Bulldogs will have excellent field position here as Jones and Marino getting into it along the sidelines a little bit here with 3:55 to go in this third quarter. So Nick Marino scores a touchdown, now has an interception, and Delhi with great field position. They trail 40-8. Burnham had just picked one off for Unitego, and now Marino, doing everything he can to get the Bulldogs back in this game, has an INT of his own. So Delhi, going right to left, will start from their own 25-yard line. Cumpston is under center. 3:50 to go. Man in motion, and the snap is low, is on the ground, and Trey Mossert will scoop it up to the right side. Mossert to the 20, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and will actually pick up some positive yardage here to the 16-yard line. So Mossert with a nice little run. 3:30 to go in this third quarter. It's 40-8. This will bring up a second down and 5 here for Delhi as they march deep into Unitego territory, the ball down on the 15-yard line. So they get the play from the sideline. Cumpston barking out some signals here. Three wide receivers to the left for Cumpston and Delhi. Trey Mossert, the running back, to his left. One wide receiver to the right. The quarterback keeper here for Cumpston. Marks his way all the way down to about the 5-yard line on the quarterback keeper there for Cumpston. So between Cumpston, Trey Mossert, and Nick Marino, it's been a very successful second half on the offensive side of the ball here for the Delhi Bulldogs as they have done a nice job moving it down the field. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Unitego on top of Delhi, 40-8 under the lights here at Unitego High. Back in the shotgun. Cumpston will keep it himself into the back of the end zone, and he will score. To the left side, just sneaks it in over the goal line, and Dylan Cumpston on a quarterback keeper will score here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And we'll see if the Bulldogs decide to go for two here again. No reason not to. They trail 40-14 as the rain starts to come down here a little bit here at Unitego High School. 2:25 to go, third quarter. They'll go for two. Cumpston will throw to the outside, and this one to Nick Marino in and out of his hands. And so the two-point conversion will fail, and the score now 40-14 in favor of Unitego after the Dylan Cumpston touchdown run for Delhi. 2:16 to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And the rain's starting to come down, but this won't stop Unitego from having a very nice run back here as it's Bryden Rofes with an excellent return, giving Unitigo some good field position. They will start at their own 30-yard line. The rain really starting to come down here under the lights at Unitigo. 40-14 is the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi with a minute 58 to go here in the third quarter. And the fans' umbrellas popping out on that far side as you can see the rain and the lights really starting to come down as Delhi trying to mount a second-half comeback. They were down 40-0 at the half, and now it's 40-14. Unitigo with some good starting field position here, and the flag's out on the play as bowling his way through center is Jared Smith on a quarterback keeper. He'll pick up 10 yards on the play for Unitigo, but we'll see what the yellow flags are about here. Minute 35 to go, third quarter, 40-14. Unitigo on top as the rain comes down here at Unitigo High School. It looks like the call will be against Delhi, so that run for Jared Jones will hold up, and Unitigo will have the ball first and 10 on the 15-yard line down deep in Delhi territory. Jones back in the shotgun. He's come in and played the second half as Josh Firebend and some of the other starters for Unitigo, Ryan Marzell, Tanner Winchester, all out on the sideline watching in the second half. And now Unitigo will take a timeout here with a minute 37 to go in the third quarter. They lead Delhi 40-14. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo taking a timeout as quarterback Jared Smith now coming in for Josh Firebend in the second half. Wanted to talk things over before they get things started on this first and 10. Unitigo on about the 13-yard line is the official spot of the ball. Minute 37 to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi by a score of 40-14. They were up 40-0 at the half. 14 second-half points here by Delhi put up in this third quarter. Jared Smith under center now, tries a handoff, and Delhi just breaking through the line there. The blocking unable to hold as they try to hand off there to Rofes for Unitigo, and nowhere to go for him as he's brought down. And the reason Unitigo has this excellent field position is because of the excellent return by Bryden Rofes. Down to 1 minute to go here, third quarter. It's about a second and 11. They pass to the outside. Nice little juke move and a nice reception here for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey works his way down to about the 8-yard line, clock continuing to run. And that should bring up a first down here for Unitigo, as it looks like he was able to sneak over the line to get it. It's going to be very close. Third and inches, it looks like, here will be the official spot. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. And this will be a play coming from the sideline here for Jared Smith on third and inches. Smith barking out the signals to his receivers, two to the right and two to the left. Man in motion here for Unitigo. A handoff. They'll get the first down, looking for more, and into the back of the end zone, it looks like, and a touchdown here for Unitigo as Dawson Wilsey does a little 180, and he will score here for Unitigo. 14 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Unitigo is marched down here, and they score their first points of the second half. So Dawson Wilsey there, brother of Nate Wilsey. Dawson, just a freshman, 5'8", 145 pounds. Seeing some action here in the second half, scores a TD, and again, the fireworks booming here at Unitigo High School under the lights is a nice celebration here tonight for the Spartans. And they'll go for the extra point. Can't get the snap down, and they'll have to try to go for two with Jared Smith. He gets wrapped up, nowhere to go. and that will be a whistle. 46-14 now the score in Unitigo on top of Delhi. Clock ticks down in this third quarter, and that will do it. So after three here at Unitigo, it's the Spartans leading the Bulldogs, 46-14. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the rain was here, and the rain, just as fast as it came on the field here, is gone. And it's back to being a pretty nice night here. So some wacky weather. Wind is still picking up. We'll keep an eye on the rain here at Unitigo High School. In the meantime, the Spartans able to score another touchdown. And they lead 46-14 as it's 12 minutes up on the clock to start the fourth quarter here. Unitigo looking to keep their perfect record intact. They are 4-0 coming into tonight's game, looking to move to 5-0 as they will host Walton next weekend, who could possibly come in 5-0 as well if they can get a win tomorrow against Deposit Hancock in a game we will have here on CDO tomorrow at 1:30. So the kickoff is returned by Trey Mossard about 3 yards, and Delhi will start going left to right. Ball looks like it'll be officially spotted on the 30-yard line. Delhi on their own 30 to start off this third quarter. Play coming in from the sideline here for the junior quarterback, Dylan Cumpston. Cumpston has a quick word with running back Trey Mossert, who is to his right. One receiver to the left, two to the right. Man in motion now. They fake the handoff. Cumpston on a little end-around will give it to Nick Marino. And here's Marino, the speedster, to the outside into Unitigo territory before stepping out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So, boy, when they can get Nick Marino into some open field for Delhi and he turns on the jets, he really can get behind the Unitigo defense and find some room to operate, and he did again there. He was the one that had the 70-yard TD for Delhi to start off the third quarter. So a nice run there for Nick Marino. 11 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Delhi going left to right. They trail 46-14 here on the road. Ball is on the Unitigo 45. They'll hand off to Mossert. He's to the 40, to his left to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 25, still on his feet before being swallowed up by three or four Unitigo tacklers. Excellent run by Trey Mossert down to the Unitigo 25. So that'll be a first and 10 now for the Bulldogs with 10:40 to go in this fourth quarter as the clock stops because of the first down. Clock starts back up now as they get the play from the sidelines. Cumpston will come in as Unitigo trying to hold on defense here. Ball on the 25-yard line. Delhi working their way down into Unitigo territory. Cumpston on a little QB keeper. Gets 2, maybe 3 yards, works his way up to the 20-yard line. And that'll bring up about a 2nd and 5 here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Clock becoming an enemy now of the Delhi Bulldogs. They've had some good momentum here in the second half, but the hole from the first half might just be too deep for them to climb out of. Ball on the 22-yard line officially now. Delhi going left to right in those white uniforms, the white helmets, and the white pants. Going up against Unitigo with the white helmets, the black pants, and the Spartan green jerseys. A lot of movement on the line here for Unitigo, trying to break their way through, but Cumpston on the handoff will bull his way up, looking like a first down here. Cumpston faked the handoff there to Trey Mossard, went to his left, and then picked up about 5 on the play. Oh, it's going to be short once again. Boy, Delhines run into this a couple of times tonight where they will be third in inches. Mossert will line up in the backfield to try to maybe get the handoff the Bulla's way through the line. So again, a third and short here for Delhi. Ball is on the Unitego 15 as they are breaking into the red zone here again. Cumston is in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left. Two runners in the backfield. They'll hand it off to Mossert. He's up the gut, gets through, and looking for the back of the end zone. He's down to the goal line here. Looks like he'll be just a little short, but that'll bring up a first and goal here for Delhi. 8:50 to go in this fourth quarter. 46-14. Unitego is on top of Delhi. Play coming in from the sideline here. So now a first and goal. Ball is on the 1 yard line. Delhi trying to punch it in. We'll see if maybe a QB keeper here for Cumston, or they'll maybe try a direct snap to Mossert. Mossert has had a lot of carries here tonight. A lot of energy expelled as he lines up to the left side of Cumston. Cumston in the shotgun. Will keep it himself, looking for a hole, bounces to the left, and now looks like he will just sneak the ball over the line, and a touchdown for Delhi. 8:07 to go, fourth quarter, and Delhi, now with their third touchdown here of the second half, makes it 46-20. And so the Bulldogs will go for two here again. They trailed 40-0 at the half to Unitego, and Bulldogs showing some life in the second half here, putting up 20 points and now going for two with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Clock continuing to tick down here as they go for two. Cumston in the shotgun again. One receiver to his right, two to his left, going for two after the touchdown. They'll throw, and they'll give it to Nate Dennison. That'll make it 46-22 with 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter, so Delhi scores their third touchdown of the second half. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight here on CDO.
The Madden Family of Funeral Homes has expanded to continue to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harborsville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is now in Unadilla. The Madden Family of Funeral Homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO, and they wish all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden Family of Funeral Homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-1151.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
WCDOsports.com is our live streaming, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, we're all about you. You can go back and listen anytime on demand to any of our contests that we have here on CDO. Thanks for listening tonight here on 100.9 FM, 1490 AM, or on WCDOsports.com. So Delhi scores again, and we'll kick off here to Unitego. This one fielded by Nate Wilsey. He'll work his way up to midfield and a little beyond as Unitego will start in Delhi territory. Looks like at about the 48-yard line. 7:28 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego on top of Delhi, 46-22. 3 second-half touchdowns here for Delhi has sparked them to life as the offense has looked very good. 2 touchdowns for Dylan Cumston and a 70-yard run for Nick Marino. The touchdowns in the second half for the Delhi Bulldogs. On 1st and 10, handoff for Unitego, and they'll get about 2 yards on the play. Zach Youngs on the handoff there. Jared Smith in relief for Josh Firebend, who had an excellent first half, throwing the ball around to Ryan Marzell and to Tanner Winchester. Winchester with 3 first-half touchdowns tonight for the Spartans. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. 46-22. Spartans are on top of the Bulldogs here, looking to improve to 5-0. Quarterback keeper here for Jared Smith. Nowhere to go on second down from the Delhi 48. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 10 now for the Spartans. 6:30 to go, fourth quarter. Ball on the Delhi 47. So Smith, the 5'9", 170-pound sophomore, getting some good varsity experience here tonight against a very tough Delhi defense. Smith in the shotgun on 3rd and 10. Has some pressure coming his way, but lofts one up. Has a receiver, and just a little bit too far over the outstretched hands of Dawson Wilsey, who maybe lost that one in the lights. Would have been about a 30-yard gain, but he just couldn't get there in time. That'll bring up a 4th and 10 here for Unitigo. 6:04 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 46-22. So Unitigo on a 4th and 10. Looks like they will possibly punted away here. Do see some trickery from them from time to time, so you never know. Tony Marzullo is back deep for Delhi, and it goes over the head of Marzullo from Smith, and a good punt here by Smith that looks like will get downed at the 1-yard line. So an excellent punt there of about 47 yards, and a good job special teams-wise by Unitigo to get down there by Derek Beams. And he's able to get his hands on that one and pin Delhi deep in their own end. They will start in their own 1. They'll have to be careful here of the safety. Cubston will be in the shotgun starting from within his own end zone. 5:42 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 46-22. And this Unitigo defense, I'm sure, is hungry, wanting to get after the quarterback, Dylan Cumston, who will have to try to get the snap off and get it out of there quickly. Cumston with a quick pass, complete, and now they'll get some room to work with here as Marzullo will work his way up to about the 10-yard line, and that will give Delhi some breathing room away from their own end zone. Nice first down play, a little quick slant pass there for Delhi. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the contest, Unitigo on top of Delhi tonight, 46-22. Second down and about 4 here for Delhi. Ball on the Delhi 8-yard line. So they try to work their way out of their own defensive end. Pass out to Marzullo on the far side. He'll pick up a first down and more for Delhi. Up to the 20, dragging Unitigo defenders all the way up to the 25. So a big pickup there by Marzullo for Delhi. Tony Marzullo, two-way player, wide receiver, and also a DB, a junior here for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs have a bright future, I think, when you look at some of these guys. Of course, you lose Mossert this year, but you have, Cumston, the junior QB. He's going to have a lot of experience from this year. You have Marzullo coming back. So they will certainly have some guys coming back next year with some good experience for Matt Newman, first-year head coach. Trey Mossert now will break a run on first down for Delhi. He's down the left side, looking to the 20, to the 10, and this will be a touchdown for Delhi. 4:02 to go here in the fourth quarter, and breaking off a big run there is Trey Mossert. Mossert with about a 55-yard scamper there for the Bulldogs. And that'll bring the score to 46-28 with exactly 4 minutes to go in the contest. So Trey Mossert enjoying his senior year, picking up a big touchdown run there for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs just never say die. We saw it against BG a couple of weeks ago where they won on the last play, where it would have been really easy to just pack in the bags on the last play of the game there. But Nate Dennison made a huge play, and they were able to get that win over BG in one of the craziest games I'm sure you've ever listened to, or if you had the pleasure of being there to watch that one. So Delhi going for 2. Cumston will work his way in, and it looks like he'll be just a little short. No, he will peek in over the line, so the two-point conversion is good. That makes it 46-30 with 3:36 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight here on WCDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Another update from the Sydney and Seton Catholic game down at Binghamton. Seton starting to pull away 38-20 with just about 5 minutes left in the third quarter there. So I'm sure Sam Crowley and the Saints doing some work there, as it was 25-20 at the half, and then Seton with two scores. They made it 31-20 and then 38-20. Now deep in that third quarter down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. So there's another update for you on the Sydney and Seton game. Seton on top of Sydney, 38-20. 3 minutes to go in the contest here, and Delhi has put up 30 second-half points, but they trail Unitego 46-30, as it was 40-0 at the half after three first-half touchdowns by Tanner Winchester, but two Dylan Cumston TDs, one 70-yard run by Nick Marino, and a 55 or so yard run by Trey Mossert has made this a 46-30 game with 3:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the field. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:05 to go at Unitego High School, 46-30. The Spartans of Unitego on top of the Delhi Bulldogs here. As Unitego will start on a 1st and 10, Josh Firebend is back in the game here for Unitego. Passes over the middle to Ryan Marzell, and Marzell is hauled down at the 10-yard line as the starters have come back in to finish this contest off against Delhi. And on the first play, Firebend finds Marzell for about a 45-yard hookup. Clock continuing to roll down here to 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego up by 16, 46-30. So a 1st and 10 here on the 10-yard line as Unitego goes right to left. They hand it off to Nate Wilsey, and he is into the back of the end zone, and Unitego scores on two quick plays with 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Nate Wilsey picks up his second touchdown of the night for Unitego, this one on about a 10-yard TD scamper. So Wilsey with two TDs tonight, Winchester with three, Josh Firebend with one, Dawson Wilsey with one, and Jared Jones with another. And it's 52-30. Unitego was on top, and they will go for the extra point here. Fireworks booming in the background, and the extra point is blocked by Delhi. So it's 52-30 with 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego puts the starting first string back in. They score on two plays, 52-30 now the score. We'll step away. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com.
local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitego kicks off to Delhi here with 1:50 to go in the contest. And Delhi trailing 52-30 on the road at Unitego. Although they trailed 40-0 at the half, Delhi has put up 30 second half points. They still trail here by 22 with 1:50 to go. Delhi going left to right will start on their own 32-yard line, as Unitego has put in some of their defensive starters back into the contest. Nate Wilsey is out there, as well as Tanner Winchester. And Cumston will hand off now to Trey Mossert, who will pick up 5 on first down now before being roped down. Nice little second half here for Trey Mossert, including a 55-yard TD run on the last possession for Delhi. 1:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Of course, you'll be able to listen back to this game anytime you'd like on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. You can always go on demand anytime on CDOsports.com. Coming up on 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter, they'll hand off to Mossert again from Cumston. He'll pick up 1, maybe 2 yards on the play, as Delhi going left to right. They're at their own 40-yard line as the clock continues to tick down. So Unitego will improve to 5-0 on the season. Delhi will drop to 1-4. So Unitego has done their part. They improved to 5-0. They will face Walton under the lights at Unitego next weekend. If Walton can hold up their end of the deal tomorrow against Deposit Hancock, that would put together two undefeated 5-0 teams for a division game next weekend. If Walton can defeat Deposit Hancock tomorrow in a game we will have here on CDO. 25 seconds to go. Another one-yard handoff here for Delhi. They're up to the 45-yard line. We'll see if there's one last play here in the contest tonight. And that could set up a huge state-ranked, two teams state-ranked next weekend here on Friday, a game we'll have here on CDO. Fourth quarter now, Seton on top 44-20. Over Sydney, down in Binghamton. Just another update for you there. And that'll do it. The last play of the game is a handoff to Trey Mossert. He picks up 5, but that'll do it. 52-30. Unitego moves to 5-0, one step closer to a perfect season. Walton will stand in their way next week. We'll come back. We'll have our awards on our post-game show here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back here to Unitego High School as it's the Spartans defeating the Delhi Bulldogs to 52-30. Let's go through some of our post-game awards here. starting off with the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal, and a good deal more. You can shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. We'll give the award tonight to Unitigo's Seth Burnham, a 10th grader who had a big second-half interception. Delhi really came out with some good momentum, and they were driving, and it looked like they were going to score their third touchdown in the second half, and Seth Burnham was able to come up with a big interception for Unitigo. I think he deserves the Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Pretty easy choice there. Tanner Winchester with three touchdowns tonight, including one on the first play of the game. He will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. And our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. We'll give it to Josh Firebent, the quarterback for Unitigo. Just looked so cool, calm, and collected here tonight, and I guess the play that really exemplifies that is just when, you know, the Bulldogs were getting back into this contest, looked like they were making a little noise. The starters come back in for Unitigo. Two plays, Firebent lost one up to Ryan Marzell, and then they finish it off one play later. So just a guy who's so cool, calm, and collected, runs that offense so well, knows every in and out. He gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. 52-30 is the final score, of course. Tanner Winchester with three touchdowns tonight for Unitigo. Nate Wilsey with two touchdowns for Unitigo. Jared Jones and Dawson Wilsey, the other touchdowns tonight for Unitigo. On the other side, you got to be impressed with Delhi. They put up 30 points in the second half, including a 70-yard run by Nick Marino, 2 5-yard TD runs by the QB Dylan Cumpston, and Trey Mossert, the senior tailback, with a 55-yard second half run, giving Delhi 30 points. So the final score here tonight, Unitigo takes care of business against Delhi 52-30. They're now 5-0 on the season, and they will be facing Walton here under the lights at Unitigo next weekend in a game that will be called by Greg Davey here on CDO. And if Walton can win tomorrow against Deposit Hancock, they will also be 5-0. And boy, that will be a big, big-time matchup next weekend if everything can hold true. Even if Walton loses tomorrow and they're 4-1, and they lose and come in here, they could be even more mad. So could be interesting next weekend. It's certainly a game you're going to want to listen to, just as you'll want to listen tomorrow, a 1:30 kickoff and a 1:15 pregame show, as Walton hosts Deposit Hancock. Will have that game here on CDO. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.